Did you see how fast I went down that slide?
Yeah, Paige, super speed.
And now my hair's sticking straight up in the air.
Oh, a similar thing happened to me the other day in the attic with static.
Hey, hey.
I was sorting through boxes in the attic.
Attic.
Shuffling around in my socks. When the inevitable buildup of static,
static
led
static
to several electrical shocks. Spark in the dark, a little flash of blue.
Ooh.
Jumped out of my finger and over to a metallic conductor. I believe it was a skeleton key. It was a shocking experience with static electricity.
Hey, hey,
let's try a little experiment.
Shuffle your sock feet on the carpet over to the door.
Reach one finger out and touch the metal knob. You created static.
Why was there a shock?
Well, Jeff,
everything is made up of atoms.
Atoms,
and atoms most certainly are. Composed of a nucleus surrounded by electrons, the basis of electrical charge. Everybody knows opposites attract. Two surfaces touch, atoms react. A surplus of electrons jumping from an object with a negative charge to an object with a relatively positive charge are the flashes of blue light that we see. Another shocking experience with static electricity.
That I was very well rounded.
Rounded,
a predominantly positive man. But clearly, I'm not quite as grounded.
Grounded, grounded.
As I like to think that I am. I thought that the shocks would be painful,
they weren't.
Thousands of volts, but a very small current. When I go down the slide and my hair stands straight up. When a dryer sheet sticks to the pants that I pick up. When I rub a balloon on the top of my head. And my hair looks like I just got out of bed. And then I put that balloon near a thin stream of water. And the water bends.
Water bends?
The water bends.
Try it, friends.
Yes, we can guarantee. You'll have a shocking experience with static electricity.